So good. So William, good evening. Hey, I'm back again. And here we have Chapter 5, Squeaky Toy on the Glacier. Well, you remember the last story, the last end of Chapter 4. Gustav, Hanier, and Strongbones were both hanging out by their motorbike, standing next to Gustav Hanier's trash Jeep. Oh my goodness, trash is not the word for it. Their stuff was lying all around. And even though they tried to pick it up and throw it into the Jeep, oh, there was still stuff torn, stuffing from the seats. Oh, you name it. Those trolls were messy as a 5-year-old. At any rate, what happened to Squeaky Toy? Because if you remember, Squeaky Toy took off after Bernie and Rocky and chased them up the mountain. Well, he was doing exactly that. Bernie and Rocky were running through the woods pell-mell. You don't know how fast a scared troll can run, because trolls do not like Sasquatch. And these two were spooked, spooked, spooked. And right behind him, Squeaky Toy would climb a tree, up to the very tippity top of the tree, then start shaking it and go, and the trolls would go, "Ah, they're getting closer!" And they start running again and banging into bushes, and they were sticking themselves with blackberry thorns. It wasn't a good sight. Poor Rocky, he had all his hair done up in dreadlocks, and it was getting caught in branches. He was so scared he was running. So Squeaky Toy kept after them. He'd run on the side, he'd shake a branch, he'd woo, and he'd run them. Well, after a little bit, Squeaky Toy decided he better see where everything was going. So he stopped, and he closed his eyes just for a little bit, and he looked at his own Goggle GPS global tracker. Because, of course, Squeaky Toy had the same global tracker that GP had, except the difference was Squeaky Toy knew how to use it. So he looked at where he was located, and he was in a patch of forest that was right along the edge of this big glacier. That's Glubb's Glacier, to you who know. And he saw the glacier, and over the glacier, he could see this little path winding up and then over. So he said, and he pulled back his satellite view, and as he pulled back, he saw the glacier get smaller, Troll Mountain get bigger in the horizon, and all of a sudden he spotted the glacier right up on the southeast of Troll Mountain, sticking almost up to the very top. And the glacier went up and over, and the trail followed it up and over, and then down, and on the other side was this big meadow. It was on the northwest of the mountain, and it was surrounded by forest, but it was this huge, huge meadow. One can imagine millions, millions of spring flowers blooming on that meadow. And then Squeaky Toy, all in a flash of a second, checked his database. And he went through his database so fast, you wouldn't even be able to follow him. And there came out, today, Troll Romp on Troll Mountain. Today was the annual Troll Romp. And then he imagined that meadow being filled with hundreds and hundreds of trolls, maybe thousands of trolls. Who knew how many trolls there were? And he thought, oh. And then he thought some more, and he said, I see what Bernie and Rocky are doing. They want to stay in the woods so they can come around the south, the western side, and then sneak into the crowd, and they won't be noticed. Well, I don't think that's the way it ought to be. So he sped up. Well, I can tell you, trolls that are scared can run pretty fast, but old Squeaky Toy, he could run faster than any troll. So he zipped on up ahead of them. He could hear them on the side huffing and puffing, saying, run faster, huffing and puffing. So he ran a little bit ahead, and then where they were just going to run into, he climbed a tree and started shaking it, going, woo. Bernie and Rocky stopped. Oh, oh. They're over there, too. They're in front of us. We can't go back. We can't go forward. How can we go? And then just to the side of them, another bush exploded. Oh, they're getting closer. We got to go. And what did they do? Well, what do you think they did? They bounded out of the forest onto the glacier and started running up the glacier. Oh, we got to get out of here. We're going to get here the fastest way we can go. And they started climbing up the glacier until they hit the path, because, of course, that path was the troll path over the glacier, used for many, many years by many, many trolls, in and out of season. Of course, in the wintertime, snow would come, the glacier would grow. In the springtime, sun would come, the glacier would melt. But that path was pretty much used because it was the easiest way up and over the glacier. And they started running up the path. Well, Squeaky Toy now was in a problem, because while he was in the trees, he could basically climb a tree and be hidden and woo-hoo, but now he was going to be on the ice. They'd see him, surely. They'd know he wasn't a Sasquatch. What was he going to do? So he broke some branches, and he decided he'd carry some branches along with him. And when he went woo, 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 he'd shake the branches, right? Well, he did that. He climbed up the glacier, and he was climbing up on the wall, and then he found that he had a cliff he had to climb. Well, those trolls were pretty good. They had cut little handhelds, and they knew how to get up the cliff. They'd climbed up and scrambled up. But Squeaky Toy wasn't as tall as a troll, so he couldn't find the first handhold. And he had these two stupid branches in his hands. So he decided he would just have to jump, and he'd let go of the branches, and he'd figure out what to do when he got to the top. So he did. He crouched down, and he jumped as high as he could, and that's when he could grab a handhold, and then he scrambled up and got up on top of the glacier, and he could see the walkway, the road, the little path running over the glacier. And there up ahead of them were two funny-looking troll figures running as fast as they could, looking over their back. Well, here's what Squeaky finally realized. They were running into the northwest. They were running, and the sun was going down. Well, it was late afternoon. It wasn't down. It wasn't sunset. But it was sparkling on the glacier. And so when they looked back, all they could see was sparkles. They couldn't really see Squeaky Toy because he was all in his white. White coveralls, white shoes. He had black hair, but they weren't noticing that. They looked back, and Squeaky Toy realized they couldn't see him. Well, they could have seen him if they stopped and really worked at it, but they were too scared. So he said, oh, this is what I can do. So he reached down and scooped up a little bit of ice, and he packed it together into a snowball, and he threw it. Well, Squeaky Toy's pretty good. He's got a good arm, and he can throw it hard. And that snowball went over their heads and landed right in front of them. Whoosh! Oh! Birdie and Rocky started running faster. And then Squeaky Toy came up and started going, and they ran and ran and ran. They got to the top of the crest of the glacier, and then down below them, they could see the whole meadow with the troll romp, with all these hundreds and hundreds of trolls and their parents saying, "Where's Bernie? Where's Rocky? They're supposed to be here. If they're not here, they're going to spend a year in the kitchens. Where are they?" And they were searching everywhere. They couldn't see Bernie and Rocky because, of course, they weren't looking on the glacier. They were looking among the crowds. Bernie and Rocky didn't care. They were so scared, they started running down the hill. Oh, Squeaky Toy behind them. Well, that was really amazing because as they ran, they were running faster and faster, and they ran straight into the crowd. They came off the glacier like streaking like rockets. Whoosh! Sasquatch! Well, some of the old grizzled guards, they said, "Huh?" They checked up their spears, and they walked to the edge of the glacier looking for Sasquatch. And a couple others took some of their pet werewolves, and they brought them over just in case, because they could set the werewolves on the Sasquatch. That would quiet the Sasquatch down for a little bit. And they stood there with their spears, and they looked, and they looked, and they looked. They couldn't see anything. And Bernie came running off and saying, Sasquatch! And he threw his arms up in the air. And when he threw his arms up in the air, he knocked off GP's Digicam digital recorder helmet. And it fell on the ground. Well, Bernie didn't care. He was getting out of here. He ran as fast as he could right into his father's arms. His father said, "Bernie, where have you been?" And Bernie said, Sasquatch! Rocky ran in, and he tripped over his uncle. "Oh, Sasquatch!" Oh, dear, these two boys were in trouble because they'd been on the glacier. They weren't supposed to be on the glacier. Where else had they been? Meanwhile, Squeaky Toy stopped. And when he saw the Digicam helmet fly off of Bernie's head, he said, "That's GP's. I better get that back for GP because, after all, he's an ethnojournalist. And he needs his recorder." So he said, "How can I do this? They're full of trolls. There are trolls everywhere. They're standing all around the helmet. They don't even know what it is. They'll probably step on it and break it." And you know what Squeaky Toy did? Squeaky Toy decided he would just use his speed and run past them all. So he amped up, and he ran, and he put his head down, and he ran as fast as he could. He went right under the legs of a troll guard who said, "Huh?" And he ran right past the werewolves, went, "Huh?" And he ran into the crowd, and there was the Digi helmet. And he stood up tall, and he looked at all the trolls, and then he bowed, and he said, "Sumimasen. Arigato gozaimasu. Des ne. This belongs to GP. I'll bring it back to him." And he put the Digi-Han helmet on his head, and all the trolls went, "Huh?" Well, now, what happened to 3T, you ask? At this very moment, where's 3T? Where's his mom? Dr. O'Toole Talltale. Where's Kwame and Curtis and the Toy Shop Witch? What are they doing in all of this? Well, let me tell you where they are. They're on top of the whole big, huge viewing ridge, which is probably a mile away to the west of Troll Mountain. The trolls sort of know humans go up there, but they don't care, because if humans get near them, they'll just scare them away. But the humans, there's a big parking lot, and hundreds of people come to watch the troll romp. And along the side of the ridge on the cliff is a big fence, and in the fence are just dozens of telescopes. And you can go up and you can put a couple quarters in, and then you can watch the telescope for 15 minutes. And that's what everybody was doing. And there were long lines at the telescope. And then other people bought binoculars and they bought monoscopes, and they were watching the troll romp because it was really, really kind of funny. And there was 3T. 3T and Curtis and Kwame were all sharing one telescope that Dr. O'Toole Talltale had let them use. And they were watching the troll romp. They were quite amazed. Oh, my goodness. Trolls were everywhere. They were sitting out on rocks. They were sitting on the grass. They were sitting on blankets. They were eating mushroom pie. They were eating mushroom sandwiches. They were having the greatest time. Some trolls were out looking for dandelions to make dandelion salad. And the little baby trolls came out for the first time. Oh, they were so cute. They were running around and tripping over their tails and playing catch and wrestling. And then some of the big old troll guards, Mr. Glubb's troll guards, brought out their werewolves. Well, I've told you that trolls keep werewolves as pets because trolls are kind of tough, and especially they get older. The older they get, the tougher they get. They get bigger, too, because they keep growing bigger, bigger. And so they were almost as big as the werewolves. But the werewolves came out, and then they made the werewolves dance because that's what they love to do. And the troll band would set up their drums, and they had horns, and they'd go, and they'd go like that. And it was really terrible if you had to hear it because, oh my goodness, but the trolls really liked that kind of music. And you know, years and years ago, hundreds of years ago, they used to say the gypsies in Europe would travel around the cities and they had trained bears and they'd make the bears do dances. Well, the bears probably didn't like that, but then again, they got fed and they got dances and they had to dance for people and they'd stand on their high legs and dance and the gypsies thought it was great. Well, that's exactly what the trolls thought. And the trolls were making these werewolves dance. They were making everything. They were having a fun time. Trolls were dancing to the music in big long circles. They were linking their arms and dancing around it and they were drumming with horns. Then there was a disturbance. Something happened. The trolls started saying, "What? What?" 3T was looking through the telescope at that time, and he just saw something happen. The crowd started to, like, change, and he looked over to the glacier, and there were two figures coming running over the glacier. Oh, that's interesting. What are they doing? And he aimed his telescope on them, and he could see it was Bernie. He didn't know it was Bernie. And there's Rocky. He didn't know it was Rocky. And they were running pell-mell. Oh, my goodness, pell-mell. So, they were yelling. You couldn't hear what they were yelling. They were yelling. Curtis nudged him and said, let me see. And Curtis looked through. Curtis was looking. And then Curtis spotted a little figure, a small figure. And Kwame said, let me see. And he pushed Curtis aside and he looked through. And there, running over the ice, was this little guy, this little figure. Well, that looks familiar. Well, Kwame said, this looks familiar. And Curtis said, let me look. And he pushed Kwame out of the way and looked through the telescope. And there in the telescope, who did he see? But Squeaky Toy. Curtis said, what? What's Squeaky Toy doing there? Squeaky Toy's supposed to be back in town, sitting on the rocking chair, waiting for us to come back. What's Squeaky Toy doing there? And there was Squeaky, running back and forth, waving his arms, and the two troll teenagers were like, help me, mommy, help me, there's Sasquatch. And they were running, and they ran off the glacier into the meadow, right into the meadow. And there went Squeaky Toy right after them, but Squeaky Toy stopped and watched. And the two teen trolls ran down, started screaming and hollering up and down. And then the troll guards moved up to the edge of the glacier and started looking back at Squeaky Toy. But they couldn't see him because it was so bright and sunny off the glacier. They couldn't pick out Squeaky Toy from all the rocks and everything else. They were also white. And then they saw this thing pop off one of the trolls' heads. What's that? They had no idea what that was because they didn't know about GP. They'd never met GP. They saw it pop off, and then a couple of big trolls came out and one of them grabbed one, and then another troll, Rocky ran into them, and they tripped and fell sprawling, and they were like screaming, ah, and all the trolls were jumping around saying, what? And the music stopped, and the werewolves were like, hoo, hoo. And then, when it was all a commotion, everybody was, there was the little guy. And then 3T said, Mom, come over here. I think I see Squeaky Toy. Well, Dr. O'Toole Tall-Tale had been using her own binoculars, and she'd been sort of watching this, but they weren't as strong as the telescope. And she walked to the telescope and looked through, and there was Squeaky Toy. What is Squeaky Toy doing up here? What's that little Ningyo robot doing on the glacier? He's supposed to be sitting back in the rocking chair where I left him. And they watched as Squeaky Toy zipped between underneath the legs of the big, huge troll guard and past the werewolves and into the middle of the meadow, where he started to bow. Oh my goodness, what's he doing? So Dr. O'Toole Talltale, who was actually thinking at the moment, said, I gotta get a picture of this. And she pulled out her iPhone, and she stuck her iPhone up to the end of the telescope, and she took some pictures, and they came out. It was amazing. And there was a little Squeaky Toy. Squeaky Toy is bowing to the trolls. Oh, to be my son, I got to go Zayamas, the Shonei. And then he said something they didn't understand because they couldn't hear him. But here's what he said. Squeaky Toy looked at them and he said in troll. Now, this is important because trolls don't think anybody else speaks troll except Strongbones. Nobody else speaks troll. But here's this little kid, 3 feet high, all in white, bowing and saying, I believe this helmet belongs to my friend, and I'm going to bring it back. And he put it on his head. And then one big troll said, where are you going? And Squeaky Toy just looked at him, and he goes, you know what where are you going means in troll, and if you're not a troll, it's But Squeaky Toy just smiled sweetly, and he said, oh, I'm sorry, I'd love to stay for your party. He said this all in troll. I can't say it because I don't know troll. I can't stay for your party. I'm sorry, but I have to bring this hat back to my friends. Oh, arigato, sayonara. And he turned around and zip, off he took. And he ran up the mountain. So Curtis and Dr. O'Toole Talltale watched him. And Kwame and Curtis watched him over the mountain, this little speck. He ran up in the glacier. And then he came over the top and he disappeared on the other side. 3T said, Mom, that was Squeaky Toy. And Dr. O'Toole Talltale looked at his son and he said, you know, son, I think it was. And she looked in her iPhone and there it was, in her iPhone. She had a perfect little picture of Squeaky Toy being totally Japanese polite, bowing and saying, arigato gozaimasu. He was so good. Oh, he was such a cute little robot. But what was he doing with the trolls? And he put a hat on and he disappeared. And where was his other hat? Where was his sun-catching hat? His solar power hat? It wasn't on his head. Curtis said, oh no, Mom, if that's Squeaky Toy, and he's running over the glacier, he could run out of energy. He could just stop. He could stop on the glacier and the trolls could find him and then they'd get mad at him and they'd stomp him to pieces. Mrs. O'Toole Talltale said, oh my goodness, do you think that hat was his solar energy hat? 3T said, I don't think so, Mom, because it didn't look like it. It didn't shine back at us the way it does. It looked like just some silly old, you know, hat that the British adventurers used to wear in Africa. Oh, then they started getting worried. But there was nothing they could do. You know why? Because the Tutty Troll Train didn't leave for another hour. They didn't leave. And they weren't going to be down there for another hour and a half anyway. And they couldn't do anything. So Mr. O'Toole Talltale said, well, listen. This is the troll romp. If they can romp and play, they're not going to be out on the glacier till tomorrow morning because you know what's going to happen. They're going to eat and eat and eat. They're going to eat so many mushrooms, they're going to get sick to their stomach. Then they're going to pull out all the human food that they can find that they stole during the winter, and they're going to eat that. And then later on at night, they might have a big old party and bonfires, and they'll all fall asleep around the fires, and they won't wake up till tomorrow morning when the sun comes up over Troll Mountain. So I think we're okay. If I read about the trolls, I think that's what I'd read. They don't get them moving until the next day. So I think we have some time. So when we get back, we'll have to talk to Uncle Key to see if anybody can help us find Squeaky Toy if he's on the mountain. 3T said, okay, but I'm worried. I don't want him to run out of energy. I don't want him to just stop on the glacier. Well, by golly, I think he hit the nail on the head. Because Squeaky Toy took off. He ran over the glacier as fast as he could. He ran down the bottom of the glacier as fast as he could. He had the digit heli cam on his head. And you know what? It was recording all the time. It got into the middle of the trolls, and it recorded all the trolls. And then it recorded everything that Squeaky Toy had said, only it was on his head, so it couldn't record Squeaky Toy, but it could record all of the astonished faces of the trolls, who said, "Huh? Huh? Who's this little kid? How's he speaking troll?" But he ran off. He took off over the glacier. He got into the glacier. He got into the trees. He started running. He knew where he was going because he'd periodically check his GPS, and he knew just about where the end of the glacier was, where the stream came out, and he thought he could get right on the button where the Jeep had stopped. But as he ran, as he moved, as he went, he could feel that he was using up his battery. He was using it up. He could feel it. It was like, oh man, I'm not going as fast as I could. Oh man, I think my battery's running down. Oh man, I need my solar energy helmet. What? Oh man. But he made it. He came out of the trees, came out to the little field. He could see the Jeep. He could see GP and Strongbone sitting on one of the wrecked seats of the Jeep. They were talking. The birds were singing, the water was flowing, the sun was going down, and Squeaky Toy ran up to the two of them, and he stopped, and he bowed. He said, "Domo arigato gozaimasu. Oh, sumimasen." And he took the helmet digicam off his head, and he held it out to GP, and said, "GP-san, this is yours." And Gustav Panier looked at the helmet, and looked at the little guy, and said, "That's my digicam helmet. Oh, thank you." But Squeaky Toy never gave it to him. Because at that moment, his battery ran out. And you know what happens when Squeaky Toy's battery runs out? Everything stops. He stopped and he fell over. Strongbones looked down and said, "Oh, that little Japanese kid. I got Suri Ningyoshi-san. Oh, what? He's dead. He died. What happened?" And they listened to his heart. They couldn't hear a heartbeat. They tried for a pulse. They couldn't get a pulse. Well, you know why they couldn't hear a heartbeat, but they didn't know that. And they tried to wake him up, and GP ran down to the stream, and he got some icy, cold glacier water cut up, and he poured it on his face. Nothing happened. Squeaky Toy was gone. Squeaky Toy was gone. And Strongbone said, "My goodness, that was the bravest little kid I've ever seen. He chased those trolls right up over the glacier. I watched him go. And then he came back, and he got your Digicam helmet. How did he get that?" GP said, "I have no idea. This poor kid. We got to get him back to town." So Strongbone said, "Well, climb onto the motorbike. You climb onto the dirt bike, and you hang on to the little kid." So GP put the Digicam helmet on his head so it wouldn't fall off of Squeaky Toy's, and he tied the strap under his chin so it wouldn't fall off. And then he cradled Squeaky Toy into his arms, and Strongbones took off. Only this time, he didn't go over the mountains and up and down the valleys and through the streams, because that would be too rough. He took the road. But did he take the road a lot faster than he should have? Yes, indeedy. He took off roaring. And he made it back to town in almost no time. And he made it to Uncle Key's. And they stopped the bike and climbed off the bike, because Uncle Key would be the best person to talk to. And GP climbed off the bike, holding poor Ayatsuri Ningyo robot in his arms, toe dangling. And just at that moment, the Tutty troll train pulled into town. And Dr. O'Toole Talltale looked out the window, and 3T looked out the window, and Kwame and Curtis, and even the toy shop witch, and they all said, "Squeaky Toy, it stopped the bus." The driver stopped the bus. He didn't know what had happened. And he opened the door, and they all three piled out. And they said, "Squeaky Toy, what are you doing?" And GP said, "I think he's dead. I think he got my helmet back from the trolls, and I think it was too much for him." And 3T looked at him. "Oh, Squeaky Toy, I'm so glad to see you." Then he looked up at GP, and he said, "Oh, mister, he's not dead. He just needs to be wound up." And he reached down to his tummy, and he got his little wind-up, and he cranked his wind up, and he cranked it up. Crank, 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 crank. Squeaky Toy opened his eyes. He looked up and saw 3T. He said, "Ah, 3T-san, arigato gozaimasu." And then he saw Dr. O'Toole Talltale, and he stood up. And he said, "Oh, O'Toole Talltale Sensei, arigato gozaimasu." And he bowed deeply. And Strongbones and GP looked at him with their eyes totally wide and said, "Who is this little kid?" And Dr. O'Toole Talton looked at them and quite calmly said, "That's not a little kid. That's our Ayatsuri Ningyo robot." Oh! Everyone was astonished. Well, there's one little more part to this tale, and that's the story for Uncle Key. Because now Uncle Key was just opening his restaurant, and his sign was up, and the door was open, and the smells were great, and Uncle Key came out and said, "What's the ruckus here? What's the ruckus? What's going on?" And he spotted the little Ayatsuri robot. He said, "Oh, I know that little fella. Look, this popped off his head." And he reached behind the door, and out came the solar energy helmet. And he said, "I think this is his." And 3T said, "Oh, yeah." And he put it on Squeaky Toy's head. Oh, and the rush of energy juice coming from the sun coming into Squeaky Toy just made him feel like it was the most refreshing cold water he'd ever had. Oh, that feels so good. And Uncle Key said, "Well, what have we here?" And Tara Tomorrow, Tool Tall Tale, looked at Uncle Key and said, "I think we have a story for you." And GP and Strongbones looked at Uncle Key. And GP said, "What? This is a restaurant. What? You told me this morning there was no restaurant here." And Uncle Key looked very abashed, because look what his fib, look what his simple fib had gotten. It had gotten everybody into so much trouble. Uncle Key just grinned and said, "Well, I meant to say the restaurant was closed. I'm sorry." And he struck his head. "It must have been a senior moment." "Well, that's another fib. Uncle Key, stop telling lies. Always tell the truth." He said, I must have had a senior moment. I meant to say the restaurant is closed for the morning, but I guess it came out the wrong way." Well, the GP was like, And Uncle Key said, "Well, doesn't matter. Come on in. I've got a table reserved for you and you, young man. I'll put another chair. And this Squeaky Toy, does he need a chair?" And 3T said, "Nah, but pull him up anyway, because he likes to be part of it." And they all went into dinner. And guess who showed up just then? Marvel Rap Track. What was he doing here? He came in and said, "Key, Uncle Key, hey, it's me." And the two of them hugged. And then Uncle Key said, "Hey, listen, we're going to have a big crowd for dinner, and we're going to have these folks from Skedaddle, and they have got a story about trolls that you want to hear." And Marvel Rap Track looked around, and he saw GP. He said, "Oh, young feller, you made it back. Did you see the troll romp?" GP just looked at him and said, "No, I caught my trolls." And Marvel said, "Oh, you must have taken the wrong turn." GP was, and everybody laughed and said, "It's okay, young feller. We'll get your stuff back." And that's the end of today's chapter. And the next chapter is Gustav Panier's story. And that will be the last chapter of the book. And Uncle Key's Cafe will be closed except for the epilogue, which you might want to listen to. And I'll tell you that next time around. So, sweet William, you have wonderful dreams. Give your little Lauren sister a big hug. Kiss your mama and dad and tell them you love them, and I'll tell you another one as soon as I can. Love you, William.